neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Has a request. I guess he was informed that he's not the one that will guide Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So all of a sudden he comes to Hashem and demands to appoint a substitute for himself. So when this matter took place, right after when the daughters of Zelofehad, they requested to have an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi HaKadosh brings that when Moshe Abraham Shalom heard that he's going to give a portion to daughters of Zelofehad, so Moshe Abraham Shalom told himself, oh, this is the time that I will request that my children will take my place. Because daughters of Zelofehad, the request went in. It was accepted. So he said to himself, so I can do the same thing. I can ask Ribono Shel Olam that my children will take my place. So now here is a very interesting point that we see Moshe Abraham Shalom didn't know the halacha. So when the daughters of Zelofehad came, they asked him, you know, our father didn't have a boy. So we need a portion. We should have a portion, as he said. So Moshe Abraham Shalom said, wait here. I need to contact Ribono Shel Olam, see what he says. So we see there's an interesting quote that the case, the matter that is Mishpatan, is written in Torah with a very large nun sofit. Mishpatan, the nun is very large. It's not a regular size. Did you notice? Yes? Yeah. The nun is very large. Yes. It's double sized of the regular size. So the question is, why the sofer needs to write this nun sofit so big? Why? What do you mean you don't know? Why didn't you know?
It's female, not.
So this matter goes back to Parashat Yitro, because when his father-in-law showed up, then he made a division. So Moshe Abraham Shalom. So now he had the little vacation. So he told the new judges that any difficult cases that you have, bring it to me. You handle the others that you can handle. Any difficult one, bring it to me. So now here, by saying that I can handle the difficult cases, was considered for him as gava. He said, anything that is chashe, that is hard, come bring it to me. So here, Ibn Shalom said, okay, let me, if you can handle this case, after doubt of Salafat. So that's what the nun is written so large. Why? Because it was a very easy case, but he forgot. He knew the halakha, but he forgot. Why? Because
if it was an easy case, then the people that the daughters of Zelofehad would have gone to one of the other guys. So they probably went to everyone, no one could answer it, and they came to Moshe, and then Moshe couldn't answer it.
So yeah, that's true. That's we see, there's a Abarbanel. It brings that they went to others and then they came to Moshe and Aaron. But the point of the matter here is this written in a code. Why? Because Hashem wanted to show Moshe Abraham Shalom that you claim that you can handle all the difficult cases. They should have answered, but they didn't. Why? Because Hashem punished Moshe at this point. Why? Because he bragged that I can handle it. Hashem said, let me see if you can handle it or not. So here, many times we feel we can do it. Don't worry. Just give it to me, I can handle it. Yeah. They say, b'chalomot, your dreams. Yeah. The only one that can solve the matters is Ribono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shmo. So here we see, he, just by, I mean, to his level, the Chas v'Shalom would have how we can judge Moshe Abraham of Shalom, but to his level, to say such a thing, for him, consider is a very, very great ego that he showed. And that's why he was punished. So now the lesson here is that we have to believe in Od Milevado. That means he's the only one that can handle any cases that we have. It's not that I can handle it. Or I handled it before, so I know I had to handle it now. There's no such a thing. There's no new cases that we feel, I mean old cases, that we feel, you know, I've done it before, I can do it again. There's no such a thing. And this is a big, big test. And many times you feel, you know, oh, I can go, I can take care of it. Don't worry. No, I know how to do it. There's no such a thing. Yeah. The only one that can take care of things is Ribbono Shel Olam. That means to be so sure that I can handle the matter, it's a big, big, big nisayon. That we should never claim such a thing. Because that's actually, it shows the emunah. That even though I know, I should put it in my head to be able to do it and know it. It's not that I have the wisdom to do it. He placed it in my head to do it. And this takes lots of awareness. You know, you get in the car, right? What do? Open the door, and then what do? And then you put the ignition key, or now you press a button, right? So now when you press a button, what happens?
The engine
runs. It turns on? Really? So how about if the battery is dead? It doesn't turn on? Why? So you press the, how come it doesn't turn on?
The battery.
Oh, battery is dead. Who told the battery to be dead? Huh? Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because you used to get in the car and say, you put your feet on the brake and say, psh, you know, the whole car goes on. Hashem says, let me show you. This little battery. Hashem says, no, today you're dead. But even though you sit on it, dead heart, or what it says? Dead heart battery?
Die
heart. Yeah, die heart battery. You say, yeah, die heart, I'm going to show you. And that's with everything. You feel that you press a button, it goes down. There's no such a thing. The only one that should give the energy to the battery to let your heart to pump. Where is the battery of your heart? Where is it? Yeah, Chas v'Shalom. If somebody needs to put one, you know, to make it get it going, Chas v'Shalom. And you don't realize, wow, look at this. 120 years, it pumps. I never to give it the, what do you call it?
No.
Jump. You need on the jumper cable. And 2-3 weeks you go on a vacation and then you come back, it's dead. You have to give it a jump. You never think. You know, look at this. I got up in the morning and here, it circulates. And that's the whole point. And that's what the, you know, Shabbat Shalom in his level, he had, you know, he was boosted up. And so, oh, any difficult thing come to me. So here you see that this noon is so big. Why? Because he could have, and he knew it, but he forgot. Why? Because he felt, I know it. If you want to know, come to me. But it was not so, they came to him, he didn't know. And you know what? He could have mixed something up. He said, no, you cannot have it. But at least, he said, okay, let me ask. But we don't do such a thing. Happened to me, there was a rav with his talmidim. They were walking in somewhere in Maa Shearim. To one of the talmidim, there was an Arab, was passing by. She asked him, what time is it? He didn't have a watch. So the Arab said, it's 5:12. So as they passed the Arab, the rav said, he doesn't have a watch. It's 5:20. He just said something. And we do this all the time. Why? Because we don't want to show that I don't know. We just make something up. We always do it. Always. Why? Because we feel it's embarrassing, you know, I don't know. I have to tell him something. But here, at least, Mishabalam Shalom said, let me ask. But he could make up something. But he asked. He said, it's such a powerful lesson that we should always have in mind. First of all, don't brag. It's Al Matana, it's a gift of Ribbono Shel Olam. And if it happens, that, you know, we don't know. You press the button, doesn't start. The battery is dead, you have to change it. And that's how it is. Hashem is Akedo, that Hashem is here. In the house, Arav Shalom, his zealous act, he was honored, privileged to become a Kohen. And after the death of his father, he became a Kohen Gadol. And Hashem gave him a reward of Briti Shalom. So now, the question that we can ask, Gemara Hashem says, the reward of the mitzvah in this world is not available. So that means we do not receive reward, sahar, most in this olam. So the question is, So why Hashem gave reward to Pinchas? If we not expected to be rewarded in this olam, but here we see that Pinchas did receive a reward. He was given a sahar. Why? Understand? This is little. No, from being a regular Jew, he became a Kohen Gadol. It's not the Lord. And not only that, British Shalom, he had 300 Kohanim Gedolim that came out from his descendant.
But he put his nefesh on the line.
Wouldn't matter. Either you receive a Sahar or not. But the Gemara says, no, we don't. Now, we have the Simcha.
The effort you do to do the mitzvah.
I'm sorry? Not the effort. The joy that you have to do the mitzvah, then you receive the reward for the simcha, but not for the act. Hachana, you mean?
Yeah.
Now, hachana is the preparation is important, but not the means to come to mincha early, to come to the shiur early. Yeah, that shows if you don't like something, you're always late.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.